على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. سيدنا أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه narrated a hadith that one day the beloved and blessed Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم ordered his companions رضي الله عنهم to fast and then said, none of you is to do iftar until I permit you. So the people fasted. In the evening, the companions came individually to the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have fasted today, so please give me permission to do iftar. The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would allow them to do iftar. One of the companions radiyallahu anhu came and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in my house there are two girls who have also fasted today. They feel shyness in coming here. Please allow them to do iftar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned his face away from him. He asked for the second time, but the blessed Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned his head away from him again. When he asked for the third time, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, revealing the news of ghaib, those two girls have not fasted. How can they say that they have fasted? They have been eating the flesh of people all day long. Go and tell them to vomit if they have fasted. The companions radiallahu anhum went home and told them what the noble Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said. When they vomited, blood and pieces of flesh came out of their mouths. The companion radiallahu anhu returned to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him about the girl's condition. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, I swear by the one in whose omnipotence my life is. If it had remained in their stomachs, fire would have eaten them because they both backbitted each other. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.